Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everybody has had a good week. I hope that last week's show has encouraged some people. I hope that some of the things that I have said carries you through the week. That's what this is all about. I want to first start by thanking all of my listeners and all of my followers. And up the snooker, you know how that is. I want to say it straight out. It's wide open, kiss it. So, this week, we're going to try something a little bit different. We need to go into real talk. Now, there's one thing that I would like to say is it's about the children. Our children. Keep a close eye on your children. You know, they are God's angels. But when they get to a certain age, they tend to stray off and listen to other people. And they end up in situations that they shouldn't. And it's sad to say, some are found dead, almost dead, harmed. And most of the time, it is people that they think that are their friends. And they're not. Anyway, just keep a close eye on it. Strange actions. Withdrawing. Want to get on the internet all the time. Watch it. Friends from out of state. Please. Now, it's not good. Somebody they've never met before, but they want to go visit them. The devil is trying to pull our children. The devil is trying to take our children away from us. Please don't let that happen. Stay involved. You know, a person's quietness says a whole lot. But some of us just take it well, and they don't want to talk. You go back 1 or 2 weeks, and your child isn't talking or acting the way that they used to act. That's something to check into. You can always ask if anything on your mind. Now, if they don't tell you then, they will tell you later. So that's being concerned. It's a seriousness. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to mention something else. I am so sorry for that poll. Now I have everything together. Okay, people. I know that you're listening in for voodoo, witchcraft, voodoo, all of the above. Yes, we're getting to that. But real talk today, bringing up the children was the most important thing. And as for the children, I know I have children listening to this show. Please stay on the right path. Please don't bring your parents heartache. You know, when the heart is wounded, that scar is so hard to go away. It's hard to heal after you've been hurt. Just something to think about. Now, let's talk about something else. Your home. Watch everything around your home. Because there could be things that, you know, unnatural going on. If you have strange tracks near y'all every day, you know you're the only one coming in. There's something strange going on. If you have good neighbors, 5 or 6 people telling you, look, I saw that going to New York. Check that out. Because before long, you'll be going through stuff that you wouldn't usually go through. Now, I think I got that across. I'm sure that you're bored with that, but this is an important issue. If we don't look after ourselves, who will? Nobody. Okay, listening. Listen. Yes, listening is great. Okay, but some people don't listen good enough. You know, I've even had some cases, and I'm deep down into the cases, and I'm speaking of one thing, something that's important, and the person on the other side of the phone or in front of my face is talking about something else. They are ignoring you, worker. This is to the worker. They are ignoring you. They only want to hear what they want to hear. And if you get something like that, close that case just as soon as you can, because there's nothing good coming out of it. It's only going to give you a headache. Yes, we are human. We're human just like everybody else. Worker, please pay attention. You're supposed to know when your client enemy walks through that door and get on their phone. Pay attention. Don't take anybody's sob story for nothing. You might not check it out in front of their face, but please check it out. Because you could be harming one of your own people, and that's called straddling the fence. All right, now here's a positive. I mentioned sacrifice, of course. Now, if someone borrowed money from you, sacrifice could be used to guarantee that they give it back. But if you have already lent somebody something, it could be money or anything, there's a little packet that you make with sacrifice. And there's a wash that you do of the container or whatever that item came out of that you lent to them. Loan shark. Stop going to loan shark. Now, this is not about work. This is about these people that is obsessed with money, have money in their pockets, and they tend to go to loan shark. And I closed it that one because I want you to get that through your head. This is a dangerous thing to do, $1 on $1, $3 on $1. Okay, don't borrow something that you can't pay back. When you borrow money from somebody, give it back the same way that they gave it to you. All things don't last forever. You know, God sends us blessings, and we're not thanking it. See, some of you are not thanking. I'm not going to put we in there, because I'm thankful for everything, even the sunshine, even the moonlight. I'm grateful. But some of you get blessings out here, and you don't even say thank you. You think about what you're going to do with it. Are you going to use it? Whatever. There's not a praise going to God. And I speak about this all the time. If you don't praise Him now, you will praise Him later. And you don't only praise God when you are blessed. You praise Him before you're blessed. You praise Him for waking you up in the morning. You praise Him for keeping you safe. I know that there are very few people that does that. There are some smart addicts out here, but I bet you they don't have the distance to praise God. There's some sickness out here. But you praise Him when you're up and you praise Him when you're down. Because some things you have to go through to get to where you need to be. Speaking of sickness, I know some people are tired of being sick. I understand. I know some people are tired of being down, but you still have to keep your faith and give God the praise for what you do have, what you had, and what is coming. If you receive not, you didn't ask. That's another thing. You want these things. You want this peace, love, happiness, joy. I can go on with it. But you don't ask for it. And when you ask, it's in the name of Jesus. Anything you ask in Jesus' name, you will receive it. Okay, I'm going to get off that. I'm sure that you're itching to get first. Now, I know of a good trick for situations. Let's say I spoke of reptiles. Let's say you see strange reptiles, strange animals. From the raining home, strange people. Let's just make up something. You come home one day and there's three people standing at your yard. One is pretending to pick up something. You're ignoring it. The next day, the same thing is happening, but you ignore it. Now, when the bad luck starts coming down on you, you're going to think back to these three people. Well, to get rid of this, because you're going to know by then that's what it is, you use eucalyptus, which is a good all-around thing. It's used for many things and turpentine. But there's two more minerals. It's minerals you have to use. It's not all about herbs, oils, and incense. There are minerals that you use in this hot water. And pour it exactly where they stood. And it sends that evil back where it comes from and clears you. I think I've explained that well. Tiredness. The client gets tired and the worker gets tired. The worker gets tired of every time they turn around, it's always something. If you've had a long-term client, and there's always something, you know that things are cleared up. But they're saying it is not. They're doing that to get extra work out of you to ensure themselves. Now, that's a form of dead people. And you shouldn't indulge in it. When you keep hearing this, and you know that things are going well, you detach yourself from this case. Detach. Get rid of the client. Detach. No communication. Detach. And I hope that was said well, too. Now, excuse me. I'm having my favorite drink of this water. Okay, their ritual is done for weight loss because a person can be cursed to where they gain so much weight that they do have health problems. But see, the ideal goal for them is to heal. So if you gain a whole lot of weight, I mean, that is an afraid of heart problem and other things. And yes, that's the way that you can use a ritual for witchcraft. You can use a ritual for witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo, all of the above to make a person weigh away. And that, in one form, means looking like you're nothing but a pile of bones. People will say it is voracious. Okay, let me break it down. Being worried. People will say that it's everyday stress. Or you're lusting over somebody. It is not lust all the time. I'm going to go into lust in a minute. It's not lust all the time. You go to the doctor, and they cannot find anything wrong with you every single time. Then you know that it's something unnatural, like voodoo, witchcraft, Haitian voodoo, black magic, demonology, all of that. You know, this show is designed
said, warn you the things can hurt you. And to tell you the things can help you. But one way to get out of this is to break them down to where you were. I hate to say it like that, but send it back. You didn't put yourself for something like that. You send it back. Send it back to the tip of the pail where it comes from. Now, lust. There's a lot of that going on, and I'm going to mention it again. Because some of us in this field do talk, and we talk it. We even have clients that come in and lust us. They're perverts. We're just going to be careful. Because you're sitting up there trying to help this person. But the problem they do have, and they're lusting after you. And that can be a bother to your work for them. If you see any sign, the ongoing flirting, trying to touch on the spot, any of it, get rid of that case. Not saying hurt the person, don't work with them anymore. Because they need you. No good, and it will hinder you from working with your other clients. And clients, please stop ringing the phones and knocking at the door every 10 or 15 minutes. There are some things that go on that is not fair. It is life. And you need to stop doing it because you're going to get over to one of us that's going to stop you from doing it. We are human, too. We get aggravated, too. We get angry. Okay, and then stop. Don't do that. It's just like I said last week and week before last. This is not I Dream of Genie. This is not C-Wick. And it damn sure ain't the Kool-Aid commercial. It's like, it's make us feel like you're saying that kids, they yell, and we come. No. It doesn't work like that. We have other people to work with. And if you're not intending on getting work done, don't call us at all. Because it's taking time from people that really need us. I know that this sounds crazy to some of you. Of course it does. Because some of you don't have that understanding yet. But you will. You will. Just go ahead and try. You'll have that understanding very quick. Now, lust again. Lust is what gets people in trouble. You know, married people, when you stand before God and however many witnesses that you have, that's a bond right there. What? You go out and give your body to somebody else, then you have broken that bond, you have broken that trust. And it's going to be hard on you to get it back. It's going to be so hard that you're going to feel like giving up. When I say you shouldn't have done it in the first place. In a relationship, I mean, it's still the same way. That's how so many people get attacked. Because they're flirting with or trying to get somebody's wife, somebody's husband, somebody's fiance, somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend. Now, as about rituals with the gay. Yes, there are rituals that can be done for gays. And I'm not going to go into it. I don't like talking about gays because it's an abomination to God. And I really don't like that bottle of prayer. But everybody has their opinion. Sorry. Now, communicate with your work. I'm going back to the olden days now when I start. With this show, communicate with your worker. Now, I know that I've heard horror stories of clients that come and say their worker was rude to them and they're all trying to ask for questions. Well, that's, you know, that's a bad word. But many of us, including myself, we are dedicated to you all. We want to hear the good things as well as the bad things. If you tell us a bad thing, something is not working, then I'm glad you did, because there's something on my end that, you know, I could do. But some, you know, some people don't like that. Some people don't like to hear things like that. There's extra work for them, and they want to do something else. Or they don't feel like working on your case anymore. Okay, let's try. I'm getting out of rust and working now. Let's go ourselves, our range, our healing war. Writing war is praying over the blood can heal you. It's not a magical formula. Way you snap your fingers, you pop it on and heal. The way that you use this word to get prayer and bless, and you put it on the part of your body, you rub it on the part of your body that ails you. I'm speaking to older people, kind of sorry. I was raised by the elders. So excuse me if I don't use the words that you like. But what hurts you is what I'm saying. You know, I know that everything in life is not simple. But there's one thing that I was like, oh, I gave you a positive tip. You can't get that raise and get afraid of it. And it wasn't on your body. Yeah. Happiness, I know everybody wants to be happy. I know everybody wants peace. But the some people that want peace, they're a drama queen. They keep things going all the time. And those are the people that we should stay away from. I know that there's some people that just want to be left alone. And those are the people that are attacked. See, if you're not out there spreading your business, telling what's going on in your home, or being about not for everybody else, then people think that you're a threat. And then they start to go to so-called card readers and everything about you. And if some people in this world with a strong will, it's going to be hard for you to get. Because they have a strong will. And a strong belief in God. Yes, I posted that I'm going to be talking about past, voodoo, and other workers of the past. And, you know, there's something that I have looked into. There's even a few from the 15 minutes. So I would like to gather all of that. There are 1600, 1700, and 1800. Yes, it's all clear. But the 1500, you would be very interested to know what is used. Do you know that there are weeds and earth growing in your yard that you can use for farming? But I say to not the ones that aren't meant to do this work, I just put it like that. You don't know about this work, please don't dabble. Because they have caused many people a lot of harm. It's caused more harm than good. And it's very dangerous to stay in with black men. Any kind of magic. Without guidance. And many of you may call me after this show and talk about it if you want to. I thought my mind is always open if you have a question. Okay, I'm talking about this black magic because weird things happen to the wrong people because of people dabbling in this stuff and don't know what they're doing. Example, you're out to neighbor A, but your friend, neighbor B, gets the effects of it. That's because you don't know what you're doing. You get out there and spread this graveyard dirt to the right, and you think it's going to bring you up. Yes, I was told that someone was told to spread graveyard dirt every morning, throw it to the right, and they would have good luck. But now they have a mess, a big mess that needs to be cleaned up immediately. It is difficult. It's difficult when you go out there and do things like this. And then, there you go. You got a mess. You did something to your little friend. Your neighbor, too. That can be your friend. You did something to your family and didn't mean to. That means, you can't do this. And more than likely, you have gone to about 50 or 60 workers. You think that you can do this yourself. You have no idea of what we have to do. We put our lives on the line for you. Listen sometimes. We don't give anybody anything tough to do. But some of you act like know-it-all and try to tell the worker, no, I don't think so. No, no, that ain't right. And we tell you it's glass. And we telling you, look, friend F is doing this to you, then friend F is doing it. And then you ignore it because you're a cheapskate. You ignore it, and then friend F really shows off on you. If we recommend children, I think all children need to be in some church because Satan is like a roaring lion. Okay. Put them into the church. If we say you didn't do that, because it might be a part of your work, and you don't do it, then you get messed up. The whole house is messed up. And don't try to lie to us and say, oh, yeah, we did this and we did that. We can see. We are seers. We are seers of the unknown after that nice message that was put up. Yes, seer of the unknown. That's how you can see the unknown, when you have this gift, something that you cannot learn from a DVD, from a book, trying to take a course, or anything else. Some of us have the gift to dream true. Now, that's outside of our work sometimes. And I think that's a great gift. Some of us have healer pain. Sometimes that's outside of our work. That's great. I love to see things like this. And I spoke this way today to get over to the workers that are just starting there in this long journey. What to look out for. Because the client will try to get over on you. And you need to know exactly what's going on. Because if it happens to me, I will handle it. Well, I am coming to the conclusion of my show. And I would like to thank everyone for listening in. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and your holiday. Happy Labor Day. And carry everything that I have spoke of with you during the week. And I hope you have a great week. To my beautiful family, I love you so much. And for the rest of you, love each other. Be safe. Thank God. That's the major thing. Thank God. And not just because you got a blessing, but for everything that you have and have gotten in the past. Thank Him. Well, yes, I gave out tons of tips and I did what I was going to do. What I said I was going to do. But as for this Sunday, I love you all. I love you. I love you, my family. Until next Sunday, goodbye.